more reported troubles for the beleaguered NSA. According to our partner, the New York Times, one of the unintended consequences of the Edward Snowden leak scandal has been to block efforts by the NSA to set up an advanced system to prevent attacks on U.S. computer networks. It turns out that the capability to scour the internet for attackers is just the kind of technology some lawmakers are dubious about letting the NSA acquire. David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for our partner, the New York Times, is on the line with us. He reported this story for the paper today. David, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Good to be back with you, John.
So the NSA is not used to this kind of scrutiny, and it's having an impact on a whole range of programs. Can you explain?
Well, you have to remember that the NSA has really got two tasks these days. There's its old classic task of cracking codes and doing the kind of surveillance that they do of listening in on overseas telephone calls and other communications, including email and including monitoring the web. And, of course, we now know, thanks in part to Edward Snowden, that they have a range of other tasks that they've been out, mostly surveillance-related, some of which have touched on American citizens, though they insist those are incidental, and some which clearly aren't incidental, like collecting up all of the logs, not the actual conversations, but the logs of all the phone calls we've made in the United States and keeping that in a database that's 5 years old. They have another role because the NSA is run by the same commander who runs Cyber Command, the new cyber element of the Pentagon, and he has wanted to create a way of defending the United States against cyber attack from Russia, from China, from teenagers, from hackers. And his concept was to be able to monitor all of the web communications coming into the U.S. and search it for malware, for malicious software. And now that's run afoul of the fact that the technology is very close to what they could use to monitor conversations and email.
I love that 21st century pecking order there. What did you say? Russia, China, teenagers? Is that how it goes these days?
Yeah, well, maybe the teenagers sometimes outrank the superpowers.
Well, is the NSA the agency that should be doing this? Certainly they have the broadest sort of oversight in terms of being able to see the web. Cyber defense is important, but is the NSA the best agency for carrying it out?
Well, the oddity of the way the United States has organized its defenses here is that it's the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI who are responsible for sort of domestic defense with help from the NSA for overseas threats. But, of course, in the world of the web, this whole distinction between domestic and foreign is a crazy one. Okay, you send an email to your cousin in San Francisco. The packets may be traveling outside the U.S. through servers. You do a web search that's on a server that is located outside the United States. Maybe it's in London. Maybe it's in Russia. Maybe it's in China. Maybe it's a Google server in Malaysia. So when the NSA looks at it, this is all material coming back into the United States from abroad, but its origin may not be abroad. And so it's very difficult to sort out what's domestic and what's foreign.
Questions about cybersecurity and cyber defense as the NSA, is on the defensive in the post-Snowden era here. David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.